亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2019年5月29日，星期三。我们再次荣幸地邀请到了 Radhachan Prabhu 为我们继续来讲解《永恒的Chaitanya经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。Hare Krishna。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 17, The Lord Travels to Vrindavan.
今天我们继续阅读《永恒的Chaitanya经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 中篇逍遥的第十七章，主前往Vrindavan。
Good morning to all from Chengdu.
现在我们是在成都，向大家问早安。
Very green city.
这是一个绿意盎然的城市。
With many wonderful people, very interested in spiritual life.
在这里有很多人对灵性的生活充满了热情。
We had some wonderful programs here.
我们在这里做了一些非常好的活动。
So we are very happy to speak from Chengdu on the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
所以我们很高兴的现在在成都给大家讲 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
We continue from the visit of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the city of Varanasi.
我们现在继续来讲主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Varanasi 的逍遥时光。
The Lord was on his way to Vrindavan.
现在主正走在前往 Vrindavan 的路上。
Where he traveled mainly through the forest and jungles.
他主要是在森林还有丛林中穿行。
And gradually he made his way to Varanasi, which is a very, very important ancient spiritual city.
那他慢慢的就来到了 Varanasi. Varanasi 是一座非常古老的圣城。
And Varanasi is famous for many things.
Varanasi 有许多原因闻名于世。
One of which is that is where the Ganges flow.
其中一个原因是这里呢，恒河流经。
And it is also a place where many learned Sanskrit scholars used to study together.
在这里呢，还有许多博学的梵文学者聚集在这儿。
But over time, it has also become the seat of a great number of Mayavadi impersonal sannyasis.
但是随着时间的流逝，也有越来越多的 就是在 Varanasi 有越来越多的这个 Mayavadi 假象中非人格主义的这些学者就汇聚到了这里。
So last week in the lecture, we read about.The condition of two of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees.
上一周我们讲到了在 Varanasi 的主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的两位奉献者的状况。
Who felt very isolated being Vaishnavas and living among many Mayavadis.
那他们身为 Vaishnava 奉献者却在一个 Mayavadi 假象中非人格主义者集中的一个地方感到非常的孤独。
This is always a great challenge when devotees are isolated and surrounded by people who have other concepts but the concepts of Krishna consciousness.
当奉献者远离其他的 Vaishnava 奉献者，被一群完全没有 Krishna 知觉的人所围绕的时候，就经常会有这样的一种感受，就是和奉献者的分离会感到一种孤独。
It is a great challenge because one must remain very strong and very steady in Krishna consciousness.
在这个时候呢，奉献者尤其要非常的坚定，在 Krishna 知觉的修习方面，尤其要非常的稳定。
Otherwise, one becomes slack again and falls into bad habits.
否则的话，一个人就非常容易懈怠，然后呢，又回到原来的一些不好的习惯中。
This is one instruction that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Raghunath Das Goswami before he sent him to Vrindavan.
这就是在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 把 Raghunath Das Goswami 送往 Vrindavan 之前给他的训谕。
He said to him, Asat Sangha Tyag Ei Vaishnav Achar, you should avoid the association with non-devotees.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给他的训言是，你应当尽量的避免和非奉献者在一起。
Similarly, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Nectar, similarly, Srila Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Instruction has also instructed the devotees in the same way.
那同样的，在 Srila Rupa Goswami 的奉爱教会的甘露中，也是这样告诫奉献者的。
Where he says, Jana Sangasta Lolyam Cha, one should avoid associating with materialistic minded people.
那在这个教会的甘露中，他说到人应该避免和充满着物质主义思想的人在一起联谊。
But then the question is, if we have to avoid everybody, then we just have to go and live in a cave.
那如果是这样的话，是不是就是说我们应当避开所有的人，就是一个人在山洞里待着就可以了呢？
Or everybody should move to Mayapur to make sure we only have Vaishnava association.
还是说我们就干脆就都到 Mayapur 去，然后只和 Vaishnava 奉献者在一起生活呢？
That doesn't seem to be very practical.
那看起来呢，这并不是一种非常容易实现的愿望。
So what these instructions actually mean is that if we are to be associated with non-devotees or materialistic people or impersonalists, we should not absorb their consciousness.
那这个训谕的真正的含义就是在于，如果我们不得不和非奉献者和那些物质主义的人在一起，或者和非人格主义的人在一起，那我们就应当非常的小心，不要吸收他们的思想。
So along with these two Vaishnavas, there was another devotee, a Brahmana, who used to live in Varanasi.
在除了这两位 Vaishnava 奉献者之外，还有另外一位婆罗门，之前也一直是住在 Varanasi 的。
And he was very attracted to Lord Chaitanya.
他被 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 深深的吸引。
And he had realization when he saw Lord Chaitanya that he was actually none different than the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
那当他见到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候，他就一眼就能够感受到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 不是别人，就是至尊人格神首。
But the head of the Mayavadi sannyasis, Prakashananda Saraswati, had a different opinion.
但是呢，这些马耶瓦底假象中非人格主义 Sannyasi 托钵僧的首领 Prakashananda Saraswati 却另有想法。
He thought that Chaitanya, the Sannyasi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just a sentimentalist and a pretender.
那么他就是觉得，在他的观点里，他觉得 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是一个感情泛滥者。只是一个伪装的人罢了。
Now, he had a very offensive attitude.
所以他这种态度呢，是非常具有冒犯性的。
And that was due to his arrogance.
那这是因为他的目空一切，他的傲慢。
Now, I would like to remind everyone that when Srila Prabhupada began to bring his young disciples to India.
嗯，那我想大提醒大家一点的就是，最初当Srila Prabhupada 把
I said that I wanted to remind everyone that when Srila Prabhupada began to bring his young disciples to India, especially to Vrindavan.
那我就是想提醒大家注意到一点，当Srila Prabhupada 最初把那些年轻的西方的奉献者带到 Vrindavan 那些年轻的 sannyasi。嗯。
When Srila Prabhupada brought his young disciple to Vrindavan.
当Srila Prabhupada 把那些年轻的他的门徒带到 Vrindavan 的时候。
They were not familiar with who is who in Vrindavan.
嗯，他们对 Vrindavan 的人还不太熟悉，也不太清楚 Vrindavan 的那些人到底都是什么身份。
The only thing they knew is that a Vaishnav sannyasi is one who has a danda with three prongs, and one who has a danda, which is a single danda, is a Mayavadi sannyasi.
嗯，那他们呢只能做这样的一个分辨，如果是一个 Dandava 上面有三个头的话，那就是 Vaishnava 的 Danda， 就是 Vaishnava 的托钵僧棍，但是如果只有一个的话，那就是 Mayavadi 假象中的 Sannyasi 托钵僧。
So when they saw a Mayavadi Sannyasi, then they were not very respectful.
嗯，所以当他们看到 Mayavadi 的 Sannyasi 托钵僧的时候，就不是特别的尊重。
But Prabhupada said this is not right.
那Srila Prabhupada就告诫他们说呢，这样不对。
He said a sannyasi is a sannyasi, means you have to respect the robe.
那意思就是说 ，sannyasi 终归还是 sannyasi 呢，那你就看在他穿的这一身僧袍，托钵僧的僧袍上，那你也要尊重他。
And we have to respect the fact that these individuals have made a great sacrifice.To enter life of renunciation.
而且也要知道这些 sannyasi 他们立誓要进入生命的弃绝阶段，这本身也是一种很大的牺牲。
So you may not associate with them, but you should not disrespect them.
那你可能是不和他们去联谊、去打交道，但是至少你应当对他们心怀敬意。
So the Brahmana reported to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all the things that Prakashananda Sarasvati had said about him.
那这个婆罗门呢，见到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之后，又重新转述了这个 Prakashananda Sarasvati 说的话。
And among all the negative things that he had heard, what really shocked him is that the Mayavadi sannyasi was not able to say the name of Krishna.
那么在这个Prakashananda Saraswati 说了这么多负面的这种话当中，最让这个婆罗门震惊的还是 Prakashananda Saraswati， 他根本就说不出 Krishna 的名字。
So he could not understand, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to explain to him why.
他就根本就说不出口，那么他也不明白为什么会这样。
So,
这样的 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就向他解释说为什么他出不了这个口。
First of all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not get upset.
首先 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 不以为然，并没有生气。
He did not take it seriously.
他不以为然。
It's not like his ego was hurt.
并不是说他的这好像就是这侵犯了他的这种自我意识。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled mildly.
所以呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就微微一笑。
And then he began to explain to the Brahmana.
然后呢，他就跟这个 Brahmana， 这个婆罗门解释说。
And the way he explained to the Brahmana is what we're going to talk about today is about the glories of the holy name.
那么他呢是这样向这个婆罗门去解释的，这也就是我们今天要讲的一个主题，就是圣名的荣耀。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to the Brahmana that this Mayavadi impersonalist is actually a great offender unto Lord Krishna. He doesn't say he is an offender unto me. He said he is offending Krishna.
那在这里呢，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就说呢， 这个 Mayavadi 非人格主义者是对主 Krishna 的一个大冒犯者，大不敬者。
So because these Mayavadis impersonalists are not able to say the name of Krishna, what they do instead is they use words which are known as secondary names of Krishna, such as Brahman, Atma, Chaitanya.
那么就是这个 Mayavadi 假象中主义者，他就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 并没有说他是冒犯了我，他说他冒犯了主 Krishna。那正是因为这个原因呢，这样的假象中非人格主义者呢，他就说不出 Krishna 的名字，所以就讲一些这个次要的这个名字，像Brahman 啊 Brahman 还有 Atma 呀 Chaitanya 这样的名字。
And then he says, because they are offenders unto Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is identical with his holy name, the holy name Krishna does not manifest in their mouth.
因为呢，至尊人格和守神和至尊人格神守和他的圣名是完全一致的，没有任何分别的。所以呢，因为他们大大的冒犯了 Krishna。所以 Krishna 这个圣名无法在他的口中展示。
Then Lord Chaitanya explained, the Lord's holy name, his form, his personality are all one and the same. There is no difference between them. Since all of them are absolute, they are all transcendentally blissful.
那接着他就说呢，主的圣名、他的形体还有他的人格性都是同一的，没有任何的分别。因为所有的这一切都是绝对的，所以呢，他们都是绝对的超然喜乐的。
And this is something, this is a challenge for all of us Vaishnavas when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it's actually to come to that realization.
那对于 Vaishnava 奉献者来说，其实当我们去念诵主的圣名的，要去意识到，去意识到这一点，主和主的圣名其实没有任何分别，其实是不容易的。
There is no difference between Krishna's body and himself, or between his name and himself, but as far as the conditioned soul is concerned, one's name is different from one's body, from one's original form.And so on.
在主的形体和他本人之间是没有任何分别的，在他的圣名和他本人之间也没有任何分别。但至于这个受条件限制的灵魂，他的名字是与他的躯体、与他的最原本的形体等等，都是不一样的。
So here is a very important point. Krishna's name and Krishna's body are not different, but our name and our body are different.
那么就是这里呢有一个要点，就是 Krishna， 和他的形体，这是完全一致的，是同一的。但是作为我们来说，这些受条件限制的灵魂而言，我们的名字是有别于我们的身体的，
Prabhupada explained that the Mayavadi philosophers, they don't understand that the living entities, the Jiva and the Super Soul or the Supreme Lord are one in quality, but not one in quantity.
就是说 Mayavadi 假象中非人格主义者，他们就不明白这个道理，就是 Jiva 普通的这个灵魂和超灵之间是质同而量不同。就在品质上是一致的，但是呢，从数量上却是不一样的，是有大小之分。
The impersonalists, their understanding is that when Krishna comes, he takes a form like we take a form. He takes a material body. No, he doesn't have a spiritual body.
所以呢，非人格主义者、假象中人士呢，他们就误以为说。当 Krishna 降临到这个世界上的 来的时候，就像是受条件限制的灵魂一样，也就像是投生得到了一个物质的躯体。
They don't understand when Krishna appears in this material world, It's not a different Krishna. It's the same Krishna that is in the spiritual world.
他们不明白，当 Krishna 来到这个地球的时候，其实还是他原本的形体。这个地球上降临的 Krishna 和原本在灵性世界的 Krishna 是没有任何分别的。
So they think Krishna has a body made of flesh, which is a product of material nature, which is subject to the suffering of the material world.
所以呢，他们就以为 Krishna 他也得到的是一个由物质元素组成的肉体，所以呢，也就不免也遭受到这个物质自然所带来的痛苦。
And they can also use names of Krishna like Madhava and Govinda.But they don't think that there is a unity between the name and the person. They think it's two different things.
那他们呢也会就是诵念这样的名字 Madhava 呀 Govinda 呀，但是他们并没有把这个名字和这个 Krishna 本人连接起来，一致的来看待。
So they think that those names of Krishna, they're just materials.
他以为呢，就是 Krishna 的这个名字，就是 Madhava 呀 Govinda 呀，只不过是一种物质的声音而已。
So they prefer to use other names like Brahman, Atma, Chaitanya.
所以他们宁愿用其他的名字，像梵、Brahman, Atma 和 Chaitanya 这样的名字。
So Prabhupada explains, on the other hand, that Krishna and his name are the same.
那 Krishna 他说，那释迦牟尼说，其实正好相反 ，Krishna 和 Krishna 的圣名是同一的。
And that when we chant the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna, Krishna is immediately present. We may not be conscious of it, but Krishna is there.
所以说呢，当我们去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的时候 ，Krishna 其实立刻他的原本的 Krishna 就显现了，但是我们可能意识不到这一点。觉知不到这一点。
So, the challenge again is that the more we become attentive when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the more we actually become conscious of Krishna's presence.
所以我们面临的这个挑战就是说，我们如何更加全神贯注地去念诵主的圣名？因为当我们越专注的话 ，Krishna 就越是。展示在他的这个圣名之中，我们就能够觉知到。
And if we remain inattentive or distracted when we chant, then we will never actually experience Krishna. We can say the name Krishna, we can chant the Maha Mantra for many lifetimes, but the taste will never come.
那如果我们总是这样心不在焉的去念诵 Krishna 的圣名的话，那即便是你重复上，千千万万世，但是你依然是觉知不到这个 Krishna 和他的圣名是一致的，在圣名中感受不到 Krishna 的显现。
Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will quote a very famous verse.
那现在呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就引用了一段非常著名的诗文。
Nama Chintamani Krishna Steita Narasa Vigraha.Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Binatvam Namanamino. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition.It is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by material qualities, there is no question of being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical.
这一段的意思就是说Krishna 的圣名充满着超然的喜乐，他赐予一切灵性的祝福，因为这就是 Krishna 本人快乐的源泉。 Krishna 的名字本身就是完整的，这它是一切超然的甘露。Krishna 的圣名不受任何物质条件的局限，在力量上不亚于 Krishna 本人，因为 Krishna 的名字不受任何物质品质的污染，因此它不可能被搅入到 Maya 之中，它不受 Maya 能量的影响。 Krishna 的圣名是永远自由和灵性的，它不受任何物质自然律则的局限，这是因为 Krishna 和 Krishna 本人毫无二致。
So this is a verse quoted from the Padma Purana.
那这一段诗文是引自 Padma Purana.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
宇宙古史莲花之部。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues, the holy name of Krishna, his body, his pastime, cannot be understood to be the blunt material senses. They are manifested independently.
接着呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 又继续说，愚钝的物质感官无法理解 Krishna 的圣名， Krishna 的形体和他的逍遥时光，这一切是独立展示的。
So Prabhupada explained that Krishna has spiritual senses, but we have material senses.
那实拉帕帕呢就解释说 Krishna 有灵性的感官，而我们只有物质的感官。
So it's very difficult to conceive of something spiritual with material senses.
因此呢，通过物质的感官去感知灵性的，这是不可能的。
Whether it is Krishna's qualities, Krishna's pastime, Krishna's form, Krishna's name, they are all spiritual, but we are not.
不管是 Krishna 的品质， Krishna 的逍遥时光， Krishna 的圣名， Krishna 的形体等等，都是灵性的。所以呢，但是我们现在却不是灵性的，所以没有办法通过物质的感官去感知它。
So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will quote another very famous verse, which is also found in the Nectar of Devotion. Yes.
那么现在呢，在这个奉爱的甘露当中， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 又从奉爱的甘露中摘取了另外一段诗文。
Atatsi Krishna Namadi Na Bhavad Grayam Indriyer Sevan Mukhe Ijivadho Svayam Evas Furatyada. This isvery often quoted by Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, material senses cannot appreciate Krishna's holy name, quality, and pastime. When a conditioned soul is awakened to Krishna consciousness and renders service by using his tongue to chant the Lord's holy name and taste the remnants of the Lord's food, the tongue is purified and gradually comes to understandwho Krishna really is.
因此物质的感官无法欣赏 Krishna 的圣名、形体、品质和逍遥时光，当受条件限制的灵魂的 Krishna 知觉苏醒的时候，他就以这样的方式来向主做出服务，他会用他的舌头去唱诵主的圣名，用他的舌头去品尝供奉给主的食物，这样他的舌头就得到了净化，因此他便逐渐的觉悟到 Krishna 的真实身份。
So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have made a very, very clear point that with material senses one cannot understand Krishna.
所以呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就在这里澄清了一个要点。就是说一个人仅仅凭着物质的世俗的感官是没有办法觉悟到 Krishna 的。
But when the senses are engaged in Krishna's service, especially using the tongue to chant and the tongue to take prasadam, then the senses become purified and gradually Krishna is revealed.
那当一个人如果能用物质的感官去做奉献服务的时候，尤其是比如说用这个舌头去唱诵 Krishna 的圣名，用舌头去品尝 Prasada， 供奉给 Krishna 的食物，那这样呢，舌头就会得到净化，然后呢，逐渐的他就能够理解到 Krishna。
Not just engaging the tongue to hear to chant the holy name and to take prasadam, but also the ears to hear Krishna's pastimes.
好，那不仅仅用舌头去唱诵主的圣名，去品尝 prasadam 供奉给主的食物，而且还要用耳朵去聆听主的逍遥时光。
There's a beautiful pastime in Srimad Bhagavatam about Maharaj Ambarish.
在圣典伯加瓦坛里面呢，有一段有关于 Maharaj Ambarish 的逍遥时光的描述。
Where he described that he used his head to bow down to the deity.
那在这里说到呢 ，Ambarish Maharaj 用他的头来顶拜神像。
He used his legs to walk to the temple.
他用双足走向庙宇。
He used his ears to hear about Krishna.
他用耳朵来聆听 Krishna.
He used his tongue to glorify Krishna.
他用舌头去荣耀 Krishna.
He used his hands to clean the floor in Krishna's temple.
他用双手来清扫，擦洗 Krishna 的庙宇的地板。
All his senses were fully engaged in the service of Krishna.
也就是说，他所有的感官都完全的投入到 Krishna 的奉献服务之中了。
Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that when the philosophical speculators who are still impersonal, when they hear Krishna's pastime, then their heart melts.
那释迦牟尼佛就解释说呢。当那些总是在哲学思辨的非人格主义者去聆听到主 Krishna 的逍遥时光的时候，他的心呢就融化了。
Here is a very important point to understand.
那在这里呢有一个要点。
And this is a crucial aspect of Krishna consciousness.
这也是 Krishna 知觉中的关键点。
In the introduction of the Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada writes,
在就是教诲的甘露的导言之中 Srila Prabhupada 写道
that Krishna consciousness is about attitude.
Krishna 知觉的核心就是在于心态。
In other words, if one is not very educated, if one is not very advanced,
也就是说呢，如果一个人他并没有受过太好的教育，他也不是特别的精进。
If one doesn't have much knowledge or experience,
他的知识和经验都不足。
But if one has a good attitude, this will create a fertile soil for the plant of bhakti to grow.
那如果说呢，他的这个有非常好的心。或者非常好的态度的时候，那它就是非常肥沃的沃土，可以让 Bhakti 的小苗在里面健康茁壮的成长。
But if one has a antagonistic, negative or offensive attitude,
一个人他的心中充满着敌意，这种消极对抗的情绪。那么它是永远不可能的。
And this is what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. One can understand me as I am, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service.
这就是为什么在佛家梵歌里讲到，一个人他只有通过奉献服务，才能如其所如的觉悟到我。
And devotional service means that one must apply devotion, and devotion means that one cannot be offensive.
那什么叫做奉献服务呢？既然被称为奉献服务或者奉爱服务，就是说必须要有这种奉献之心。那要有这种奉献之心，那肯定就不能是一个冒犯者。
Bhakti means devotion.
Bhakti 的含义就是奉爱。
And devotion means unconditional.
那这样的一种奉献是 不假，是无条件的。
So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to give two examples of two great personalities who experienced the same thing.
那这个时候 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就提到了两个非常伟大的人物，他们具有同样的体验。
And these two examples are also found in the Nectar of Devotion.
在这个奉爱的甘露当中也可以看到这两个人物的例子。
One is the example of Shukadev Goswami.
一个就是 Shukadev Goswami.
Who was already self-realized within the womb of his mother.
他其实在就是他母亲的腹中已经是完全得到了自我觉悟的。
But he only had the concept of Brahman.
但是呢他只是有幻觉 Brahman 的这个层面的
觉知。When he heard the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is all about Krishna's transcendental pastime, from the mouth of his father, then his heart melted and he became a pure Paramahansa Vaishnava.
但是呢，当他从他的父亲口中亲耳地听到了圣典伯加瓦坛里有关主和他的奉献者的这些逍遥时光的时候呢，他的心就融化了。His heart melted.
This is what is mostly required, is to hear about Krishna with the right attitude.
所以呢，这一点是最必须的，就是说一个人应当要有秉持着非常正确的一种心态去聆听有关 Krishna 的一切。
And then the other example is given, it's just the example of the four Kumaras.
另外还有一个例子呢，就是 Kumar 四兄弟。
And the pastime is that even apart from hearing Krishna's pastime, even if we smell the tulsi leaves that are offered to Krishna, this is as powerful as being with Krishna himself.
就是除了去聆听 Krishna 的逍遥时光之外，如果说你用鼻子闻到了 Tulsi 叶上散发的这个芬芳，那这个呢也等同于直接的看到这个 Krishna， 因为 Krishna 他的这个力量也完全在这个 Tulsi 的香味之中。
Because Tulsi represents pure bhakti.
因为 Tulsi 树呢，它是代表了纯粹的 bhakti。
So as the story is told in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam，
那就像是圣典伯加瓦坛的第三篇中所讲到的这个故事一样。
The four Kumaras were the first sons of Lord Brahma。
那四 Kumaras 兄弟呢是主 Brahma 的长子。
They renounced material activities from birth. They did not want to get married.
那他们一出生呢，一降生，他们就非常的拒绝这个物质世界，他们都不愿意结婚。
But their understanding of spiritualism was only on the level of Brahman.
但是呢，他们的这种觉悟还仅仅是觉悟到梵光而已，也就是 Brahman 梵觉而已。
So they arrived at the gates of Vaikuntha and they wanted to enter, but giant Vijay forbade them to enter, so they cursed them.
那当他们来到了这个 Vaikuntha 无忧心秀的门口的时候呢， giant Vijay 就阻止了他们进入，就不让他们进这个 Vaikuntha 的大门。然后呢，在这个盛怒之下，这个四孔王二兄弟就诅咒了 giant Vijay。
So Lord Vishnu came to the gate to hear what was going on.
那这个时候呢，主 Vishnu 都亲自来到大门口来查看一下到底发生了什么事情。
They had never seen him before.
之前 Kumaras 兄弟从来都没有亲眼见到过主 Vishnu.
But even before they saw him, they could smell the aroma of the tulsi leaf from his lotus feet, and they completely changed.
但是呢，主 Vishnu 还没有出现在他们眼前的时候，他们已经闻到了主 Vishnu 莲花族的 Tulsi 叶散发的这个芬芳。那仅仅是这种芬芳，就完全的把他们给改变了。
And then Lord Vishnu appeared before them, and they were completely overwhelmed with ecstatic love.
那么之后呢，主 Vishnu 就出现在他 他们的眼前啊，他们一见之下呢，都完全的为之倾倒，完全的沉浸在这种狂喜之中了。
There is a beautiful painting by Jadurani Mataji where you see Lord Vishnu and the four Kumaras all around his lotus feet, smelling his lotus feet.
那这 Jadurani Mataji 曾经画过一幅非常著名的油画，那可以看到主 Vishnu 的这个莲花足周围就聚集着这普马尔斯兄弟，他们都在贪婪地闻着这个主 Vishnu 的莲花足所散发出的芬芳。
So it doesn't take much actually to awaken one's love for Krishna.
实际上要把一个人的 Krishna 知觉唤醒并不是太难。
As long as the attitude is right.
只要这个人有非常正确的心态。
Whether we take Mahaprasadam, we take tulsi leaves, we hear the holy name, we get a book,We associate, we see the deities. Any of these aspects can melt the heart.
不管是我们用舌头去品尝 Krishna 的 Prasadam 去闻 Tulsi 叶上的芬芳去荣耀 Tulsi 叶，还是去上诵主的圣名，得到一本书，在庙里崇拜神像和奉献者联谊，这是 Krishna 知觉的活动中的方方面面都可以。净化我们，来唤醒我们的 Krishna 知觉。
So, Prabhupada explains, even in Vrindavan, there are so many Mayavadi sannyasis.
那爸爸解释说呢，即便是在 Vrindavan, 也到处这个假象中非人格主义者 Mayavadi 呢，也是随处可见的。
And what do we know about Vrindavan? Vrindavan is the land of pure bhakti.
但是我们都知道 Vrindavan 呢是纯粹的。Bhakti, 奉爱的土地。
And yet the Mayavadis come to Vrindavan, but they never, actually you will never see a Mayavadi sannyasi enter any temple in Vrindavan.
但是那里呢却有这些 Mayavadi 的 sannyasi, 托钵僧。但实际上这些 Mayavadi 托钵僧是从来不进庙的。
There is a funny story how one time,
有一个非常有趣的故事。
There was a group of 10 Mayavadi sannyasis who came to the Krishna Balaram temple.
有一次呢，有十个Mayavadi 非人格的假象中非人格的托钵僧来到了我们的 Krishna Balaram 神庙。
But they would not bow down.
但是他们不愿意顶拜。
They just walked in and walked out.
他们就是径直的走进去了，然后又出来了。
They didn't have a very good attitude.
他们的这个态度不端。
They didn't respect the deities.
他们也不尊敬神像。
But they knew that after the arti, there was prasadam distribution.
但是他们知道呢，在 arti 结束之后呢，奉献者会派发 prasadam。
So they were sitting, the 10 sannyasis sitting in a row with all the devotees.
所以呢，这十个 sannyasi 呢，他们就跟其他的奉献者坐在一起，坐成一排。
And they were looking forward to the big lunch.
他们就等着可以荣耀大餐了。
So the temple president, he got all the devotees served, and he left the Mayavadi's plate empty.
然后呢，这个庙长呢就给所有的其他的奉献者都派发了午餐，独独没有给这十个sannyasi托钵僧，所以他们的盘子都是空的。
So one sannyasi said, hey, what happened to the prasadam?
然后呢，这个 sannyasi 有一个 sannyasi 就说，哎，怎么没有给我们 prasadam 呀？
So the devotee says, what's the problem? It's all one.
然后这个 sannyasi 问题不都是一个吗？
Prasadam, no prasadam, it's the same, isn't it?
是 prasadam 还是没有 prasadam? 不都是一样吗？没有什么区别呀。
And they realized how offensive they had been.
就是普沙当还是不是普沙当有什么区别呢？所以这个十个 Mayavadi 就明白了，他们做出了很大的冒犯。
So they still got some prasadam because devotees are merciful, but they realize how offensive they were.
那最终他们还是得到了这个普沙当了，因为奉献者终归是极其仁慈的，但是他们也意识到了。自己的这种冒犯，大的冒犯。
Now I would like to make another important point.
那这里还有一个要点我想指出。
Because we are surrounded by Mayavadis and impersonalists all the time.
嗯，因为呢，我们周围总是有无数的这些 Mayavadi， 这些非人格主义者的。
But there is a difference between people who know and people who don't know.
但是呢，知与不知这是有区别的。
There are some people who consciously understand the position of Krishna and consciously will go against it.
就是有一些人，他们就是明知故犯，他们明明知道 Krishna 是人格的，是真实，就是是Krishna 的真实的身份，但是呢，他们就是故意的对抗。
Like sometimes we have programs and there are some staunch Buddhists who come to the devotee program and you see they will not chant.
那比如说有的时候我们举办一些活动，有一些非常固执的那些佛教徒，他们就会来参加这些活动，但是他们是绝对不开口唱诵的。
And there are other people in China who don't know about Mayavadi, not Mayavadi,And they easily chant the holy name of Krishna because they are not offensive and they don't purposely want to offend Krishna.
那么还有一些人他们是不知道这个人格呀非人格呀这些 Krishna 的人格性非人格性的，那他们就会很容易的就跟着一起去唱诵 Krishna 的圣名了，因为他们并不想冒犯，而且他们 they don't want to offend and then they don't want to offend.
No, it's not that they don't want to offend. People just don't know. So they're not offensive.
他们就是他们根本就不明白是怎么回事，所以说他们也不会去冒犯的。
And we find we do so many programs where there are people who think or claim to be Buddhist, but actually they don't know very much about Buddhism. They don't know what is impersonal and personal.So they will gladly engage in chanting the holy name. They will gladly buy a book and they will gladly take prasadam.
那我们在中国其实遇到很多的这样的情况，当我们举行活动来参加的人，他们呢就是自视是佛教徒或者说皈依了，但是其实对于佛教也没有太深的这个了解，所以他们会非常开心的就加入到我们的行列。跟我们一起来唱诵主的圣名，荣耀菩萨的，然后请书带回去，看等等。
And many of them actually come to Krishna consciousness.
那么他们中有很多人，他们就进入到 Krishna 知觉中来了。
Because they don't have an offensive attitude.
因为他们在心态上面没有冒犯。
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here makes the point because the Mayavadis are great offender.And atheistic philosophers, the holy name of Krishna does not come into their mouth.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，在这里就是强调了这一点，就是因为那些 Mayavadi 假象都非人格主义者，都是大冒犯者，而且呢，他们都是无神论的所谓的哲学家，所以 Krishna 的圣名，没有办法 ，Krishna 的圣名不会出现在他们的舌头上。
So their offenses are actually conscious.
所以他们的那种冒犯是有意识冒犯。
Now, this is the situation right now in the story.
那在这个故事中呢，是这样的。
That actually their offenses, this is important to understand, their offenses actually is baseless.
他们是冒犯者，他们的冒犯呢，其实是没有什么基础的。
We can say they consciously blaspheme Krishna, but actually they don't know what they're doing.
我们可以说他们是有意识的亵渎了 Krishna, 但是他们其实呢，又自己其实又是不知不觉，是不明白的，到底自己在做些什么。
And why do I say that?
那为什么我要这么说呢？
Because when Lord Chaitanya will return to Varanasi and confront the Mayavadi sannyasis, they will say yes.We were wrong. We're following the wrong path. They admit it.
因为当这个Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 再次回到这个 Varanasi, 与这些 Mayavadi 假象中非人格主义者正面对峙的时候， 他们其实是承认自己过去的这个错误的，他们明白自己都错了，他们是承认的。
So in any circumstance, when we are in such a situation, we should not push people into a corner. We should just invite them to chant. We should give them some prasadam, but not engage into this philosophical debate because it is endless.
所以说呢，对于我们来说，面对这样的人的时候，我们也不要把他们逼到这个墙角上。我们只要非常友好的去邀请他们跟我们一起来唱诵，一起来荣耀这个菩萨呢，不要就陷到这种哲学上的辩论之中，因为这样这种你来我往的唇枪舌剑是没完没了的。
Now, what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's motivation?
那么在这里 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的动机是什么呢？
Why suddenly he steps out of the jungle?And the forest, and comes to this big place.
他怎么就突然间就离开了这个孤寂无人的这个森林丛林，然后就来到了这样的一个大城市里呢？
He's coming to give the holy name.
因为他来到这里是为了赐予圣名的。
He's coming to give love for Krishna.
他是为了来派发 Krishna 的爱的。
But he says, I cannot find any customers.
但是他说呢？我找不到什么客户在这里。
And he calls the holy name his product. He says if they are not sold, I have to take them back home.
他就是说在这里我一个顾客都看不见。他把这个圣名呢比喻成是商品啊。那如果说没有人来买他的这个圣名的话，那他只能是把它原封不动的带回去了。
He said, I brought a heavy load to sell to this city. To take it back again is a very difficult job. Therefore, if I can get just a fraction of the price, I shall sell it here in this city of Varanasi.
他说我带了这么多的物品来到这里，到这个城市里来卖。那要是没有人买的话，我再原封不动的带回去的话，实在是太难、太困难、太辛苦了。所以说，不管怎么样，哪怕是低价，我也可以接受。我要把它在这个 Kashi 这个城里把我的东西都卖掉。
So what kind of business is this?
那这是一种什么样的生意呢？
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the businessman now.
那现在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 成了生意人了吗？
He came to sell something.
他是来这里卖东西的吗？
Yes, he's selling the holy name. That's why he came to Varanasi.
是啊，他是来这里出售圣名的，这就是他来到 Varanasi 这座圣城的原因。
And he is prepared even to bargain on the price.
他甚至愿意降价出卖。
What is that supposed to mean? Now we sell the Hare Krishna mantra.
那这什么意思？难道是说我们在这里卖 Hare Krishna 了吗？
How much does it cost?
曼陀罗了吗？那到底值多少钱呢？
How much money do I need to buy the Hare Krishna maha mantra?
我来买这个 Hare Krishna maha mantra 要付多少钱呢？
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained to us what exactly is the price of the holy name.
那 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，他就向我们非常清晰地解释了，我们为了买到这个 Hare Krishna maha mantra， 买到主的圣名，究竟要付多大的价钱？
The price of the holy name is loba.
Krishna 的这个要支付的这个价钱叫做 loba.
Loba means greed.
Loba 的意思就是贪婪。
That's the price. We have to have greed for chanting the holy name.
Loba 的意思是贪婪，意思就是说，我们对这个圣名要有一种强烈的贪婪。
Yeah, 贪婪。
贪婪。
So,What does that mean when Lord Chaitanya is ready to bargain? He said, even if you give me a fraction, he said, even if you have a little bit of greed, I'll give you the holy name.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他宁愿去打折出售这个圣名，意思就是说，哪怕你只有一点点 loba， 哪怕你只有一点点的这个对圣名的这个贪恋，我也愿意卖给你。
So, how does it work is that when you decrease the offenses, you naturally increase the greed.
那这个是怎么回事呢？就是说，当你的冒犯越来越减少的时候，你对圣名的贪恋自然而然也就上升了。
So Prabhupada explained, Lord Chaitanya came to Varanasi to sell the holy name, and he had a huge load of chanting to give to the millions of people, and he is prepared, even if they don't want to accept it, this is just a little bit of greed, that will do it. I'll give you the holy name.
那这个Srila Prabhupada 解释说，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来到 Kashi， 也就是 Varanasi， 就是带了一大堆圣名来出售，那他愿意降价出售，哪怕是对方这个顾客有那么一丁点的对圣名的贪恋，这种一点点的贪婪，他也愿意把这个圣名呢就出售给他，因为他要把圣名卖遍整个的这个 Varanasi 的这个圣城，哪怕只有一点点的这个愿望，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也愿意给予。
So Prabhupada compares this greed to pure bhakti.
所以 Srila Prabhupada 就把这样的一点点贪恋就比喻成为就是 pure bhakti.
Prabhupada compared greed to pure bhakti.
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada 就把这种贪婪这种贪恋呢比喻成为纯粹的 bhakti.
And then he says, but if someone has a little inclination to chant, still he will get the holy name.
那一个人对于唱诵圣名哪怕只有些许的愿望，他也可以得到圣名。
Even if the full price is not paid.
即便是他不是全价购买的。
It will come in time.
那么到一定的时候呢？
And then Prabhupada gives his own example when he was in New York in 1965.
最终总会到来的，那就是徐爸爸就 举例说，在1975年的时候，在这个纽约
，Prabhupada was surrounded by very, very materialistic people, very impersonal.
就讲到1965年的时候，那徐爸爸盘的周围当时都是那些就是物质主义者，都是一些物欲熏心的人周围。
And all Prabhupada did is stand in front of this tree in the park in New York.And he started to chant, and many people came.
对，周围都是非人格主义者，但是舒拉帕帕就做了一件事，他就坐在着纽约的这棵大树之下，然后呢在唱诵，然后周围就不知不觉的就围满了人，就这些人就来到了他的身边。
Now listen carefully.
现在要仔细听一下。
Prabhupada said they were young.
那舒拉帕帕他说他们。非常的年轻。
They were not very pure.
他们不太的纯粹。
They were not very well educated.
他们也没有受过好的教育。
But Prabhupada says they were not offenders.
但是他爸爸说呢，但是他们都不是冒犯者。
So they could accept the holy name because no offenses.
因为他们没有冒犯心，所以呢，他们都能够接受圣名。
And Prabhupada says we are very proud to see that this movement is growing.Even among the mlechas and the yavanas, lowest of human beings, because of this inoffensive approach to the holy name.
那是拉帕帕他说，现在呢，我看到了我们的 Krishna 知觉运动传遍了 Malaysia、Yavana 这些最低等的这个人类之中，就是为什么呢？因为这些人他们没有这个冒犯心，所以呢，他们能够接受，那这个可以发展壮大。
And Prabhupada said the devotees who join the Krishna consciousness movement are far more elevated than the top Mayavadi sannyasis.
那是拉帕帕说，加入到 Krishna 知觉的这些奉献者要远远超过Mayavadi 中的最出色的那批人。
So after explaining all this to the Brahmana, the next morning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu woke up very early.And left for Mathura.
那当这个杰特娘们他会不向这个婆罗门解释了这一席话之后，第二天清晨，杰特娘们哈婆布就早早的起身了，动身前往 Mathura.
And we will see what happens next.
下星期我们再来看看接下来发生的事。
Stay tuned for the next broadcasting from Beijing.
那下一次我们的播讲将会在北京。请大家保持着联系。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 请大家注意收听。好，我们看一下 Smoky Raja 今天有什么问题吗？Okay, we wait for a minute. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare How to define the greediness towards the holy name? 怎么来定义对圣名的贪恋呢？
Very good question, Harivamsa Prabhu.
Harivamsa Prabhu, 您的这个问题非常好。
One devotee once asked Srila Prabhupada, how do I know that I make spiritual progress?
有一次呢，有一个奉献者询问Srila Prabhupada说，我怎么才能知道我的 Krishna 知觉有了进步呢？
Prabhupada said, it's very simple to know.
Srila Prabhupada 说要知道的话这是很容易就知道了。
As one loses taste for material sense gratification, one naturally develops taste for spiritual activities.
就是当一个Srila Prabhupada 说如果一个人他对于物质的这个 世俗的事物呢越来越失去了兴趣那灵性的这种品位越来越提高的时候就知道他的 Krishna 知觉提升了。
And unlike the yogis or unlike the gyanis, we should not concentrate on diminishing material activities. We should concentrate on increasing spiritual activities. Then automatically material activities are decreased.
那我们不要像那些 Yogi 瑜伽师还有 Dhyani 这些觉知思辨家那样把这个重点这关注点都搁在如何去减少物质的活动上我们应当把我们的关注点放在如何去增加灵性的活动上当我们灵性的活动与日俱增的时候自然我们的世俗的这个活动也就慢慢的消减下去了，这是自然而然的。
And then different symptoms will manifest.
然后接下来就会有各种各样的征象，就会镜像的展示了。
Such as enthusiasm.
比如说这种热情。
Offenseless chanting.
就是没有冒犯的念诵。
Confidence.
这种信心。
Faith.
信心，自信。
Desire to constantly hear.
然后呢还有这个聆听的这种愿望也越来越增强了。
Control of the mind and the senses.
控制能够更好的去控制心意和感官了。
Increase of service.
然后服务呢也增强了。
All these things are symptomatic of developing greed for the chanting and decreasing attachment to material activities.
那所有的这一切呢都标志着你对圣名的贪恋不断的在增加而你的物质世俗的这个活动呢在不断的减少所以此长彼消这个就是说明了你的 Krishna 知觉的进步 OK Okay, yeah, so far, let's see if maybe some people haven't sent yet. But he said so far no questions. Let's see if we, okay.
Okay.
Oh, Harivamsa said thank you very much.
You're welcome.
非常的感谢你。
Okay, so we'll finish now.
好，那我们今天的讲课就到这里了。
Sumukhi Radha Mataji, thank you very much.
Sumukhi Radha Mataji, 很感谢你今天的主持。
Krishna Premi Mataji, thank you for your translation.
Krishna Premi Mataji, 感谢你今天的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees for listening patiently.
感谢所有的奉献者耐心的聆听。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Kashadesh Yatra Ki Jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Go.
每空台之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的 Chaitanya 经是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的讲课就到这里结束了。我们今天讲到的是Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十七章，主前往文达文。下一周同一时间，周三早上7点再见。 Hare Krishna。